Why don't we move on to our enforcement report, item number 10.
This is our written report. We do have a listing on the first page there of staff enforcement letters and notices of violation that we've sent for specific sites, and then otherwise we just have our table out of the CWIX, California Integrated Water Quality System database, which we're continuing to try to make work with some challenges. And Harvey Packard of our staff is available if you have specific questions on specific cases.
I have some questions. Let's see. Okay. I think with Pacific Grove, do we have staff present who, Harvey, do you know?
Thank you.
Anything about the Pacific Grove item?
Which one's that?
Well, this is the blocked lateral line. And
page.
Which page is that?
Page two.
Middle of page two. Just kind of curious. You know, I see that our corrective action note is continue implementation of sewer system management plan, and that order is dated 2002. Right?
Right. The order is dated 2002. The plan is newer than that. And the plan specifies schedules for maintenance and replacement of sewers and upgrades.
Hasn't Pacific Grove been implementing some type of inspection program for a number of years?
Yeah, since probably 2002. Right. I'm not sure the exact schedules in their plan, but it's I know it was a long-term plan.
Okay.
They had a huge amount of work to do.
The question I had with this is, are they doing a good job with their inspection? In other words, if they're actively involved in trying to stop this from happening, the question I would ask them is this blockage in an area that you had previously inspected?
Right. I don't know the answer to that. That's something we can follow up on. I'm pretty sure they submit annual reports as far as compliance with their sewer system management plan. But that's something we can get some more information on for you.
And perhaps in our next enforcement report,
yeah,
you might be able to put a couple of sentences in there. I just would like to make sure that if they're implementing something, they're doing a good job, and there's an explanation for why they've got a blocked line when they're actively supposed to be preventing that from happening.
Well, this is a block lateral line. I was assuming this was actually a private line.
Okay. Well,
yeah, from the could be.
From the description of it.
Right.
We did do a verbal follow-up, so Matt Keeling probably knows more information and could explain that.
And it does look like from an apartment trap, so perhaps
it was probably a private
property.
Yeah.
Right.
And we have a few like that in here. You'll notice there are other blockages. Some are the municipality's lines, but others are private property, which is unfortunately semi-typical.
Do we have any way to address these blockages that occur on private property, you know, in lateral lines, if we kind of dealt with that in terms of our boards?
I don't recall if Pacific Grove spells out what their plan is in their sewer system management plan for private laterals, but different municipalities take different tacks on these things. Some of them leave it totally up to the private owners, and they'll respond and require upgrades if they have problems. Some of them get a little more proactive.
And if we had information regarding an apartment building that was having regular problems, we could take enforcement action.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Mr. Chair.
Mr. Shalcrum.
Yeah, and I'd like, since we're on this, I'd like a little more information on just how this raw sewage got discharged to an area of biological significance. It was physically, how does that happen in this case?
Depends on where it was. Storm drains in Pacific Grove typically go straight into the ocean, which is an area of...
Right, well, that's what I was assuming, but I couldn't just... I assumed that's what happened, but I wanted to make sure that's what happened. I mean, so this sewage backs up and then it goes right into the storm drain?
Well, in the case of a lateral, you know, it could go from the private property down the driveway into the into the gutter. I'd like to look into that a little bit more myself because Pacific Grove has a dry weather system for capturing these things.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Thanks.
And Harvey, perhaps, you know, it just dawned on me, does Pacific Grove have a swamp yet, a Phase 2 permit?
They are included in the Monterey area.
Okay.
Monterey Regional.
So perhaps you could take a look and see if there's anything in their plan that would address any ordinances there they should have regarding traps. You know, I know the restaurant traps, grease traps, was that a Pacific Grove problem also? It was.
Yeah, they're very active with their... Okay. FOG program.
The grease traps, right. Mm-hmm. Okay, then how big an issue are apartment traps, you know, to be inspected with some periodicity?
Okay.
And then the next one was the city of Salinas, which I saw here, and very similar questions. These are now blocked sewer mains. And they are continuing to implement their sewer system management plan. And that's also dated 2002, at least that order. So I'm interested to know, are these areas that they have already inspected or just haven't gotten to because it's in a rotation?
Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll report on that.
Great. Any other board comments, questions on this agenda item?
If not, I could just add one note about some potential enforcement, hopefully avoided this week. Four communities in South Santa Barbara County decided to upgrade their septic systems from septic systems to connection to the Carpinteria Sanitary District. And so we were pleased to see that. And
what happened?
Making progress. The residents of those four communities, including Rincon, voted to assess themselves to connect to the Carpinteria Sanitary District.
Right. By way of a Prop 218 vote.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
The total vote was about 2-1. Yeah. So it was pretty decisive.
Really? I thought it was the numbers that 41-31, something like that?
Hey, within the, there were four small areas. Rincon was the biggest one. Within the community of Rincon, it was closer,
but
the overall
okay.
for all four was about 2-1.
Great. Good deal.
Well, it looks like here from this news item, 56.9 in favor, 43.1%.
That was Rincon.
That was just the Rincon, okay. And I think that their potential assessment is pretty high.
It was very high, $88,000 per parcel.
Per parcel, right. Great. Well, let's hope that that kind of moves forward without much interference.
Right.
Okay. Thank you very much for that. All right.